Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1478, air date September 4th, 2024.
All right, everyone, I'm about to do an interview with Crypto Rich here. And do you want to introduce yourself and then we can start? I'm all ready to go.
This meeting is being recorded.
Hi, Dr. Shiva. Thank you so much for making yourself available. And for those of you, because this is going out on some of your platforms, so I run the channels on Odyssey and Rumble and YouTube and Twitter, Crypto Rich. I'll have the links in the description below. And for those watching on my channel, because we're recording this on Wednesday, the 4th of September, it'll go out over the weekend. I am interviewing Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai, who is one of the presidential candidates for the US election in 2024, independent candidate. And we shall begin. So thank you. And I did say to you before we started recording, Dr. Shiva, that I listened to you a lot during those heady days, those Hallison days of lockdown, and your stand against the mRNA injections and your stand for people's health. So when I heard you were running, I was like, okay, I want to speak to you and find out what it is that you're standing for, because you the way I see it, you don't stand a hope in hell's chance of winning. But it is a campaign that you're out to raise awareness.
We have to define what winning is. Okay. If winning, we have to define what winning is. So let's start with the statement you said, don't have a hell's chance of winning. Let's define what winning is.
It would be like getting nominated as the president of the United States.
Well, that's the definition. That's one definition of winning, which means you want all your people who nominate you to keep sucking Zionist cock. And I don't think that's okay. Winning. Okay. So yep. We should really define what winning is.
Well, that's good. Thank you. And
because, you know, I think you shared that you came across me during COVID, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, if they had continued to, those people went against the advice that I gave. Those people followed booby fucking Kennedy or Trump, who were promoting lockdowns, lost. Some people thought they were winning by supporting these people. So we have to, winning, the words that we use and the context we put in, I think are extremely important, because mm-hmm. those in power want to define winning on their terms and want to demoralize people into what I call learned helplessness.
Yep.
So this is a very, very important discussion. What is winning? I would argue that we have already won and we are winning in a very profound way, because in 2020, 2021, about 500 million people came to know about my work. Before the censors came in, we saved probably 100 million people's lives just by the work I did, teaching people about vitamin D3, teaching people about boosting the immune system, not getting involved in the pro-vax, anti-vax dialectic, going mm-hmm. deeper into the immune system. We won because we ran for office, and people like me are not supposed to run for office. We're supposed to invent email or be inventors and scientists and engineers. But because I ran, I was the one who exposed to the world that the voting machines in the United States have the ability to flip votes. We were the one to expose that the fact the signature verification process in the United States is flawed. We won a preliminary injunction in federal court where I represented myself. So I would say we won big. And because we won big, they have to go to extreme lengths to attempt to not see us and our campaign as a big elephant in the room. I mean, we go outside, most people know about our campaign. You go online, the efforts of Elon Musk, the efforts of Mark Zuckerberg, all these people is to deny our existence, which is failing. So we have to really define what winning is. So when we say winning a presidential election, well, everyone's losing. Everyone loses, which means the 0.001% participate in these winning of one idiot or another idiot. But the losers are the working people of the United States and the working people of London and the working people of the world, mm-hmm. because they think this theater that they put on, participating in that theater without having a movement, is winning. So we're winning by the fact that we're running. We're winning by the fact that we have now exposed to people on a very deep level that when you vote in a presidential race, it's a state level issue and you're voting for the office of electors. We're exposing the fact, for example, in New Jersey, they threw us off the ballot, Kamala Harris's people, and in Wisconsin, Trump's people threw us off the ballot. because they know I will take away significant amount of votes and it'll be disruptive. You see, to them, the losing is that someone who actually works hard, bottoms up, without all their billions, actually can fuck them up and expose them to people. That's winning. For us, it's losing for them. So you consider the fact in 2020 when I ran for Senate, they stole our election. We exposed all of it in Bear View. And then when we were exposing it, Twitter threw me off. And it was the government who contacted Twitter to throw me off. And it was I, in our historic lawsuit in federal court, to expose the fact, starting in London. Katie Minshall, who was a former general counsel of Twitter, created the backdoor censorship portal into Twitter. That was my work. Not Tucker Carlson's work, not anyone's, my work. 500 million people came to know about it. They waited 2 years to conceal those findings. Or let me put it this way, they couldn't conceal it. They made sure that they didn't talk about it and waited 2 years, you see? I would say the fact that someone of my background who's achieved a significant amount is supposed to be in a cubbyhole in their serving them. The fact that we are defying that and we are running is massive winning. And more importantly, we are educating people on a fundamental level. This is not about voting for these idiots. It's about a very different slogan. It's about you wanting to save yourself. That's our slogan. So if you want to vote for me, I'm going to teach you how to save yourself.
Okay.
So this is a very fundamental paradigmatic difference, because the presidential elections are theatrical selections to make people, I mean, why are they so close? 49% to 48. Oh my God, we have seven swing states. It's all theater, absolute theater. So after September 2nd, which is Labor Day in the United States, and for the next 90 days, people sort of act like they're political, and then they're supposed to go back into their hovels. And we're telling people is that being an active citizen involves you needing to understand that no one's coming to save you. That if anything, if you just participate in these presidential elections without the focus of building a movement, you're a fool. You're an utter fool, you say? And you're going to perpetuate the cycle that we have on the back of this card, you can see. If you see the back of that card, it says they're killing you. Since 1970, that's what this graph starts at, over here, till today. You know, you can see that cost of living is going up and lifespan has been going down for 50 years, okay? And same true in England. Same true everywhere, okay? So if you look at this little graph, the people of the world have been losing, voting for these clowns. And the fact that we are putting forward the slogan, which is to say, you have to save yourself, and to the extent that you want to vote for me, I'm going to teach you how to fight. And that's why in 2020, I was the first one in March of 2020 to come out against lockdowns. Booby fucking Kennedy, that scumbag, was promoting lockdowns. Trump promoted lockdowns. Biden promoted lockdowns. Kamala Harris promoted lockdowns. All these so-called doctors who now are coming out, opportunistic doctors, they were all staying silent. They waited 2 years and then said, oh my God, this guy is seeing Malhotra, right? Oh my God, my father died. Then I realized, well, you didn't read the freaking back of the vaccine. It says it causes myocarditis. It's there. They're telling you. So we win by participating and mobilizing other people to incentivize them to save themselves. And so what's happened over the last 4 years and what's happening now is we've explosively grown our movement. We have people coming bottoms up. We are developing leaders. We have an actual training institute, Truth Freedom Health. And what do we train people? We train people with the same knowledge. I should be sitting at MIT as a professor training the elites, but I took that knowledge that I created and I brought it out of MIT that, you know, maybe I'd be teaching, you know, 50 students, 60 students a year, the elites. So we've created a framework that for those people want to save themselves. We're not here to convince people because you don't need a lot of people to change the world. You need people who actually understand the system's dynamics of oppression. And that system's dynamics is a scientific framework that was created in the 1920s called system science. Those in power use that science to oppress other people. You know, the back of this card says, go to Shatter the Swarm, okay? Shatter the Swarm, every human being should watch that video. 15 minutes, you'll understand from a scientific engineering, but very accessible standpoint, who is your oppressor and how the few control 8 billion people. You have to ask yourself, how is 100,000 people controlling 8 billion people? How is that possible? And the way
I think through a pyramid structure, I can see it in where I work as a social worker. You know, messages come down, people just follow orders, do as they're told, they don't question.
And yeah, how are they actually doing that? It's not just a hierarchy. In the shatterthesswarm.com video, I go into this phenomenon of theater that's done. They create a disturbance, as we call in system science, to make you think that some of them are on your side. You see, they've learned this tactic. We talked about Nelson Mandela, complete asshole. Martin Luther King, complete agent of the government. Malcolm X was not, you see? So over the last 50, 60 years, they've learned that people are going to wake up and they're going to want to fight. So in a very systematic way, they manufacture fake anti-establishment people to corral people away from building a bottoms-up movement. Let me repeat that again. The establishment has gotten very clever. They are creating fake anti-establishment people who will mimic my words, but you can see them. They never say the right thing at the right time. They wait 2 years and they talk about, oh my God, COVID was bad. I was again. No, you weren't. You did shit in March of 2020, which was the inflection point. So they delay truth. You see, so they have people talking a good game, like Fucker Carlson, aka Tucker Carlson, 2-3 years later, but he was fully lock, step, and barrel making his $20 million a year or more. Booby Kennedy. So this dynamic of oppression is what needs to be understood. And my mission, my running for president, attracts those people who actually want to save themselves and enables them to viciously articulate against people like, you know, Booby Kennedy, Donald Trump, these, or Bernie Sanders. You say, it's obvious to see Kamala Harris is a fucking idiot. It's obvious to see that Hillary Clinton and the Bushes, but the not so obvious establishment is what people do not want to see. And the reason people do not want to see the not so obvious establishment is one simple word, laziness. They think someone else is going to do their work of being a good citizen, being a good activist. They think someone else is going to come do the work. Oh my God, Trump said da 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 da. Well, he's not going to do shit. Look what he did do in 4 years. Look at his entire life history. Go look at Booby fucking Kennedy's entire life history, a total scumbag. So it's very important for people to not focus on the obvious establishment. That's easy. But the not so obvious establishment is a dynamic that is created by the establishment to corral people back into the establishment, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can definitely see that playing out in the UK with the recent elections. When Sunak came to power, or rather when Boris Johnson resigned, mm-hmm. it was clear to me the Tories were going to do such a god-awful job that deliberately misrule and do badly, that they would hand that wooden puppet, Keir Starmer, a massive majority to allow him to do what he wants. With him set up, and he's now got that, you know, his majority is just in parliamentary majority, it's incredibly large. He can do whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. And then we're all screwed because he's going to, set us on a direction so that we will own nothing and eat bugs, and apparently that'll make us happy. So I do get it there. And I do agree with you about the laziness, or I'd put it another way, like people want to avoid being responsible. I want to avoid being responsible. I want someone else to save me, because then I don't have to do anything. I don't have to put myself at risk.
Right. And so that's where this is coming from. All of this is coming from a recurrent process of making people not reliant on themselves, you see?
Yeah.
It's coming from people, and this is done in a very deliberate manner. So, and
who's doing it? Who are the establishment?
You should go watch Shatter the Swarm.
Okay, I shall link to
homework assignment number one. Go watch shatterthesswarm.com. That took 50 years to do that video.
Okay.
Look at this card. You know, we'll hand out about 30, 40 million of these cards. Okay, it says save yourself. On the back of the card, it directs people to take this QR code and go to shatterthesswarm.com. When they go to Shatter the Swarm, in 15 minutes, they're going to save themselves about 50 years of their life, barking up and thinking of these fake heroes. They're going to understand who is the enemy. It lays it out from engineering terms, from control systems theory. You see, because the elites actually learn control systems theory. That's what they teach at MIT, Harvard, Yale, all these institutes. Mm-hmm. So it's like a set of people are learning how to build a nuclear bomb. And another set of people are still using sticks and stones and burning wood. Which set of people is going to win that, Rich?
Yeah.
It's a people. Yeah. So I'm saying, so here's a body of knowledge called system science. And here's a body of knowledge. It's like chaos and left wing, right wing, vote in election, all this shit, right? They think someone who says the right thing is their savior. You see? But this knowledge.
I just got to come in there. You won't know this, right? But my 16-year-old, 19-year-old never went to school. Never, ever, ever.
Yeah, define school as, you see?
Yeah. Well, the state schools here, the regular schooling system, they educated themselves.
Yeah.
I can see in that there's, you know, the inside, there's the school curriculum. Like as a fractal, that same pattern at a lower level where you've got this body of knowledge, which is real knowledge, useful knowledge. And then there's all the higgledy-piggledy nonsense that people are taught in school and elsewhere.
The bottom line is, Rich, that without having a knowledge of how systems work in the modern world, you're going to be a slave. And people are going to follow people in situations that are going to enslave them even more. And so there's a body of knowledge that is taught at the highest levels. It's the science of systems. I used to mm-hmm. teach it. And without that body of knowledge, you have no chance of understanding how all this works. You have no chance because you don't have the framework. It's like if I told you, hey, go build a bridge. You may just like accidentally build a bridge, right? Or say, go build a three-story house. You may accidentally do it, but probably 99.99999% chance that bridge or that house will fall apart in a few days or will never get built in a reasonable amount of time. There's a science, there's a process, there's an engineering framework to build a house. There's an engineering framework to create the world that we, the working people, need. Mm-hmm. All right? And that framework is the knowledge of system science or systems thinking. And without that knowledge, you have absolutely no chance of success. It's like you're crippled. So you go to school and let's say they don't teach you how to read. They don't teach you how to write basic stuff. They don't teach you how to add numbers. They don't teach you how to, drive a car. You're a cripple. So I would say 90% of the world is, or more, 99% of the world is crippled. Now, the 0.0001% who understand this knowledge are able to manipulate the 8 billion people. And how do they manipulate people? Well, one of the things they manipulate people is they never want the clever monkey waking up and saying, hey, why don't I build a bottoms-up movement and actually mobilize my people to shatter the swarm, as I say, right? Mm-hmm. But as long as people don't think like that, they're absolutely in a wonderful position. But if people start saying, wait a minute, when I look back at human history, anytime any change has really come, it's been through when people mobilized independently and never capitulated to those coming from above. And this is what I've been doing all my life. This is why we were so successful. This is why we won in 2020 so many ways. And this is why we continue winning. I mean, we do our own lawsuits. We just got a major win in the Minnesota Supreme Court. We're not using their lawyers. You can't win with their lawyers because their lawyers do not want to win. They want to lose. They win for themselves. So people have to really get off the plantation. And it's a one or a zero. Get off the plantation means you have to recognize that you are a slave and either you want to be a field slave or a house slave. The house slave is always protecting the master. The field slave decides to get off the plantation, and he realizes he can never turn back. He can never rely on them. You see? But most people are 1 foot in, on the plantation, 1 foot off. And that's the goal, to keep in a very relentless and recurrent process, keep giving people hope. You know, Obama, hope, right? The Kennedys, hope. Creating talks about, oh, let's release the JFK files. Who the fuck cares about the JFK files? Let's talk about UFOs, right? But not the reality of this. Let's talk about this graph here, that the fact that cost of living is going up and lifespan is going down. This is like key performance indicators, right? So no one wants to talk about this fundamental fact because it will reveal the enemy. And will reveal all the people since 1970 till today who fucked you. All the people claim they were going to save you. All the celebrities, all the academics, all of them should be indicted on the fact that they've, for 50 years, they've played with you. And they're playing with you right now. And to break from this mindless theater is what our movement's about. So okay. When you say that we're not winning, I would argue the fact that we have leaders in every part of the world right now, the fact that they have to go to such great extents to shadow ban us, you say, the fact that we will get out 20 million of these independent of social media. And everyone, by the way, you're listening, you should go to Shiva4president.com. You can download these cards. You can order them, hand them out, go hit a parking lot. Because what this card is saying is, save your fucking self. No one is coming to save you. And if you want to save yourself, I will teach you the tools, the same tools that the elites use to keep you on that plantation. So this is getting to the root cause, as we say in system science. You know, you have a plumbing issue, right, in your home. You can keep changing the faucet and it keeps plumbing. Well, the real issue is there's some serious fundamental issues with your entire piping system, you see? So people don't want to go to the root cause. Our movement is going to the root cause and finding that root cause and rooting it out to solve the ultimate problem of humanity, which is a fact a small set of people have created philosophies to think they're the chosen people. Brahmanism in India, Zionism in the West, or Nazism, you see? And we are, it's a long game that we're playing. But my running for president says, what the fuck? This guy got all these degrees. He invented email. He starts companies. Why is he being shadow banned? And why do they put all these other brown faces out of nowhere? This contradiction is what people must question. Who's this dude, Vivek the Snake, is a fucking fool who created fake companies? Who is Donald Trump? Is he a businessman? Really? Who are the Kennedys? Who are they? Who's Booby fucking Kennedy? Well, he was a heroin addict, and then he was used to sell coke, and then he plagiarized his thesis, and then he drove his wife to hang herself, kept diaries on other, you know, and you go on and on and on. You realize who is fucking Elon Musk? Has he ever actually invented anything? Really? Who is this guy? And then compare their life journeys to my journey or the people that support us. Everyday working people. And people should start having some embarrassment and should feel insulted of what's going on to them. The box that they're put in and the questions that they frame. The subjugation that they undergo each day, framed by the questions they ask and do not ask. Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. Is Bitcoin going to fucking save you? I don't think so. Dumb question. Was the internet going to save us? Was a printing press going to save us? The reality is, no matter what technology that comes that the elites create, they ultimately own it. You can't do shit. People say Bitcoin's decentralized. Really? The mining takes a shitload of energy. And, you know, most people say blockchain. Well, have you ever made a blockchain? Have you ever programmed one? It's pretty trivial. There's not really much technology there. But the reality is the piping systems, the infrastructure. Who can afford? Go look at Bitcoin mining. Can you afford that? No. So what are you talking about, decentralization? People are using words and they don't even know what the fuck they're saying because they think Bitcoin is a solution, just like in 1993, people thought the web was going to be a solution. So technology never solves jack shit. What technology does in a recurrent process is give people the illusion is going to solve something. Ultimately, it consolidates. It consolidates power because the infrastructure is owned by a finite set of people. And what people do not want to do is analyze systems of power and talk about how you're going to shatter these systems of power. Because this is a much more deeper question. You can't just do videos all day and talk shit, you know, and say, oh, I had a great talk. How do you build a movement? What are the dynamics of building a movement? No different than learning how to build a rocket ship. There's a lot of science there. And that is what I'm doing. I could have taken all my engineering knowledge and used it for all sorts of stuff. It's very difficult to get to a place like MIT. Far more, get 4 degrees. Now, I was recruited, I was brought up to be one of them, but I hate them because I never forgot where I came from. So the fundamental issue is, what are the questions people are asking? And at a time of an election, you get a little bit of an opportunity to have these discussions. And why is it that Kamala Harris wants me off the ballot in New Jersey if I'm not a threat? Why? Why would you expend so much legal money? Why would Trump do that in Wisconsin? Because they know behind me and us is a movement of people who just don't want to be in bed and being woke, but they're actually out of bed and they actually get on the ground. So this is a very, very fundamental set of discussions we can have.
Sure. But just on that, they're doing that with trying to get Cornel West off the ballot in various places.
Cornel West is a fucking idiot.
I'm not saying otherwise, right?
But they're not getting him off the ballot. Go look at Wisconsin. They kept all of them on the ballot and they threw us off. So let me explain this dynamic, okay? And once people understand this dynamic, they'll see that this year they've created many NSOEs against us.
NSOEs?
Not so obvious establishment. So if you can go to this core root cause understanding, here's like sort of the 11th commandment, okay? If there's a commandment. And the commandment is that thou shalt not build a bottoms up movement. That's what the elites do not want. No, seriously.
I absolutely believe you.
They do not want a bottoms up movement. And they do not want leaders emerging from below, guys like me, who came absolutely from below. Lowest in the Indian caste system, who earned everything I fucking have. And the people I associate with and we are in our movement are people similar to that. They're working people. You see, they don't want that. They don't want us figuring stuff out on our own without their lawyers, without their people, and building a movement to shatter them, led by us, not them. Now, once that commandment is understood, everything else emerges. But without that understanding, they do not want us. We, the people, have our own leaders and build our own bottoms up movement. This scares the shit out of them. They lose a lot of sleep over this thought. Okay?
Yeah.
And that core understanding, Rich, once you understand that, then you can go to the next level of understanding. So if they don't want a bottoms up movement, what are they going to do? And they know they have all the data now with Palantir and they watch social media. They know people are listening to what I've said in 2020, why we need to build a bottoms up movement. They saw that interaction with what's his name, Mike Adams, where he's still living in Stone Age world, thinking you got to choose between one prick and another prick, right? Because because one set of those pricks are the ones who buy his product. So he's not willing to get off the plantation. Mike is not willing to get off the plantation. Mike is beholden to the plantation. I'm not. I got off the plantation a long time ago when I was 4 years old. Okay? So I'm off the plantation. 99% of these influencers are still on the fucking plantation. I'm off the plantation. Malcolm X was off the plantation. And so when you get off the plantation, it is lonely, but you have to figure out how to win on your own, how to stand up on your own 2 feet. And that's what this is about. Our movement, look what it says, save your fucking self. It's not saying vote for me. Most people say, vote for me. If you want to save yourself, vote and write me in because I'll teach you how to shatter them. But I'm not going to be able to do it. You have to do it. So this is foundational. So that's the core. So now they know a movement is going to emerge, and leaders like me who hate them badly, who've learned all their skills, are going to lead movements like that. So what do? They have their obvious establishment wings, like the Labors and the Tory, right? Democrats and Republicans. These are for the fucking total idiots, okay? But then they create a strata of people on the left and the right, like Cornel West. They bring this fucking idiot out once every sometime. They give him TV coverage. Talks a bunch of nonsense. Brother, 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 just stupid shit. Doesn't say anything. And then said he will suck Booby Kennedy's Zionist cock recently, who's sucking Trump's Zionist cock. Okay? So you have to understand what they're doing is during the election cycle, they talk a big game as they're independent. But at the last minute, they will say, you know what? This is the most important election. So this time, I agree, you know, a guy, Dr. Shiva, yeah, he's saying some good stuff, but you know, now's not the time to listen to him. Because if we don't vote for Trump, we're fucked. Or on the other hand, if we don't vote for Kamala, we're fucked. And people fucking follow this nonsense. You know why? Because they don't want to save themselves. They think Cornel West is some anti-establishment fucker. He's not. He's fucking sitting at Princeton University, the center of the deep state, another center, epicenter. You don't get a fucking professorship there and a tenureship unless you suck Zionist cock. Got to start using your brain. How do you get a professorship at a tenured professorship at Princeton University? Jill Stein, liberal Zionist. They'll put her on TV. She doesn't talk about ending the occupation of Zionism in America. She'll say, oh my God, poor Palestinians. Well, sitting in America talking about poor Palestinians is like poverty pimping that shit. Why don't you talk about ending the occupation of America? You won't do that. You're a liberal fucking Zionist. So this year, knowing that I was going to run, they created a bunch of fake anti-establishment. Booby Kennedy, go look at my slogan last year. It was declare your independence. Steals my slogan. Sends people to our Zoom. Steals entire videos. Word for word for word. So they created a rainbow coalition of not so obvious establishment. Tulsi Gabbard, anti-war. Is she anti-war? Are you fucking serious? She's part of the psychological operations unit of the United States military. She was all about invading Iraq when the Twin Towers went down. She was all about destroying quote unquote Hamas, which was created by Israel when, you know, October 7th took place. But yet people think she's anti-war. Are you fucking serious? Booby Kennedy's for medical freedom? We're the ones who unearthed the video. I'm for full vaccination of all Americans. But I'm going to create safe vaccines. Really? Fork-tongued serpents. So, and then you have Trump. Trump, what are you talking about? Trump is as Zionist as you can get. He's a fake businessman. Everything he touched went bankrupt. The Zionists came in and helped him and anointed him and gave him a path to the presidency. The Clintons, I mean, you have to really get your head out of your ass. So as I was telling you, going back to even someone like Nelson Mandela, there was a true bottoms-up movement emerging in South Africa to really have a true free South Africa. And the ANC had multiple trends. They fucking plucked this fool Nelson Mandela. And he was imposed on the people of South Africa, gave him the Nobel Prize, all this bullshit. Anyone who gets a Nobel Peace Prize, come on. Do you think they're going to give somebody who's truly an opposition force awards? So people have to really wake the fuck up and stop talking nonsense. You're fooling yourselves. You're fooling your fucking selves and you're selling yourself out, because look at this graph, right? Lifespan is going down and cost of living is going up. This has been going on for 50 years. So the issue is, how do you change this trend? Vote, get into the cycle. Oh, no, no, no. This is the most important election. We got to compromise a little bit. I mean, the booby Trump thing was decided months ago. I saw it on the writing on the wall. They all suck Zionist cock. all of them. We're not discussing the elephant in the room. And that gets to monetary policy related to foreign policy. You see, ultimately, labor is where value is. Create what I create, labor. Fuck crypto, fuck gold, fuck all this shit. It's all bullshit. It's all an illusion. Money is an illusion. Ultimately, I learn a skill and I employ my skill. That is wealth. You see, in the ancient, one of the ancient Indian stories, there's two goddesses, the goddess Sarasvati and the goddess Lakshmi. Goddess Sarasvati is a goddess of skill and knowledge, education. The goddess Lakshmi is a skill of money, wealth, you know, representing cryptocurrency, money, cash, blah, blah, blah. So the issue is, how do you get wealth? Well, so you'll have a bunch of people praying for money. Give me money. Give me money. They'll go to the goddess Lakshmi. Give me crypto. Give me more bitcoins. Give me gold. Give me jewels. Okay. But another set of people go to the goddess Sarasvati and they learn skills. They learn how to make something. They learn how to solve a differential equation. They learn how to do computer coding. They learn how to fix a light bulb. What's that?
How to grow food.
They learn how to grow food. All those things. They actually learn skills. And the story goes that the goddess Lakshmi is very jealous of the goddess Sarasvati. So the more you go to knowledge, the more you learn skills, wealth will come to you. This is what the discussion that needs to be had. So what has happened is, when you go down that process, you are absolutely independent and free. Because you can stand up on your own two feet. People have to hire me if they want to do programming because I still know how to program. I still know how to do an engineering equation, right? Mm. Pen and paper. I don't need anyone else. I can create stuff. I know how to do graphic design. You see, I have a bunch of skills. So I don't need them. Booby Kennedy, he needs them. He needs to suck Zionist cock. What skill does Donald Trump have? Can you tell me one skill he has? Can he actually figure out the stresses on a building and do finite element analysis? I don't think so. Can he actually pour and mix concrete? Can he actually figure out how much concrete should be mixed? He's supposedly a construction guy. Can he actually figure out anything? And you'll find out the answer is fucking no. Can Booby Kennedy actually go into a lab and do a experiment? No. These guys have no fucking skills. But the 8 billion of us do have skills. And we give away our power to these fucking morons and talk about winning elections that we're not winning. No, we are winning. We're winning in a very profound way because 500 million people have seen my videos and they know who the real fighter is. And they're saying, you know what? Dr. Shiva is saying the right thing. What the fuck am I doing sitting on my ass and watching, sending videos out to people? Oh, did you see that video? I don't want to fucking see videos. I've done enough videos. The issue is, what are you going to do to build a movement? And then you have to say, oh, building a movement. That's what the elites, remember, their commandment, 11th commandment. Thou shalt not build a movement. Well, to build a movement, now you have to understand the dynamics of movement. How do systems work? The engineering dynamics. Well, I learned that. I used to teach it at the number one university on the fucking universe, MIT. So Why would I leave that and want to teach the 8 billion, you see? So that's like bringing fire to the masses. So that's what we're doing. We want to teach people how to save themselves, but we don't want to, we're not here to convince anyone. There are enough people out there, I believe 20%, we believe there's about 1.6 billion people on this planet who actually want to get off the plantation. The other 2.4 billion people, 30%, want to live on the plantation. The other 50% of people watch which way the master or the argument will shape out. But if you get 20% of people moving, it's over. And that's what I'm interested in. And that is why we say save yourself. And if you look at the data, if you look at the actual bare facts, they've been fucking you for 50 years. And if you're going to go play in that game, you're a moron. You really are. You're fooling yourself and you're fooling your children. And when you go beyond this graph, you realize we need a systems overhaul. Then you have to recognize, going back to Cornell West, that they've created these characters to appeal to people who want to talk about change. Feel, oh, they have a black guy. They have a white woman. Jewish woman. They have a booby fucking Kennedy. Okay? A Kennedy. They have a Trump. Right? And all these people's goals is to talk a big game. And now they have Elon Musk as though talking is fighting, or Tucker Carlson is talk a big game. And then step by step by step, as you, oh my God, the election is so important. This is the most important election. You can't do what's principally right anymore. You must choose one of the lesser of evils. And you keep choosing the lesser of evils and you get this fucking graph. They keep killing you and they increase your cost of living. So our movement's saying, do you want to be a fucking moron? Because they're going to kill you. Okay? They are killing you. They're absolutely killing you. So do you want to shatter the swarm? Okay? Or do you want to be cooked on the plantation? So this is a fundamental question. And you have to start at these questions. Every other discussion over here without resolving this question is like putting the cart before the horse. It's like a child wanting to have his dessert when he hasn't gone through the process. You say, you're talking about Fed and the crypto. Well, we can talk about that. But the question is, why do you want to talk about that? Do you want to talk about that because you want to change the world? Or do you want to talk about that because, you know, it's something to mentally masturbate about? It's something cheeky to talk about, but you're not going to do anything. You see, I don't have time for that. Because when I look at the world, I see a finite set of people, and I know these people. I know these people. I've been around them. They wanted me to become one of them. They bribed me in infinite ways to be that, and I never could do it. Those people are not good people. I don't like them. I consider them satanic people. I don't want to have anything to do with them. I want to destroy them, frankly. So if I want to destroy them, they want to destroy us, the 8 billion of us, or subjugate us. We're just fodder for them. You see, they'll use us as they need, and they'll get rid of us as they need. They'll replace us with machines as they need. You see? So I'm talking about the fundamental issue. Let's go to the root cause and take step by step by step. Step one, do you want to change the world? First question. This is a very important question. Some people, you want to change the world. Now, second question, how do you change the world? Voting for fools? Voting for clowns who are coming from above, who never even understand your suffering? Who've never even suffered? I don't think so. So what's the other way? So now you have to ask this fundamental question. How has the world changed? It has always changed since the time of slaves, through bottoms-up movements, even anything we got. The fact that you have electricity there, the fact that you have any healthcare, came from people who fought on the ground in ways, in heroes that you'll never even know their names. They're not in any fucking history books. So we have to start honoring that. And we have to change the discourse in a very fundamental way. Because then you realize, wow, they are creating this theater. So I don't go, their 11th commandment, thou shall not create a bottoms up movement. So everything is designed to make sure you don't get off the fucking plantation. And they know I got off the plantation. You see, it's very dangerous because with all the skills I've learned, I'm supposed to be on their fucking plantation, sucking Zionist cock. I refuse.
Would it be fair to say the Great Reset, that whole project, has been designed as an example of them using systems thinking? Because the way I look at it, it's an assault on us from all sorts of different angles.
Yeah, in fact, if you go use the terminology that they use, they call resilience, which is a systems term. We want to create resilient systems, you say? Mm-hmm. And we can go on and on and on, you know? But the reality is that, you know, when you look at this graph, population decline has been going on. I mean, lifespan. So if you have a child today, your child is going to live shorter than you. That's not just because of COVID. That's been going on even 10 years before COVID.
Yeah.
So people say, oh my God, it's COVID. No, it isn't. It's been a process that's been going on. Now, the quote unquote reset was the elites doing a test on understanding how much they could push people, you see? And it was like a step function they do. It's a phase transition. And if it wasn't for, and I have to take credit for it, if it wasn't for my work and the work that we did in 2020, I would say more people would be fucked. There's a video that I did on vitamin D3, quercetin and zinc. And a friend of mine called me from India and I hadn't heard from her. She goes, Shiva, do you know your video got about 200 million views and went viral on WhatsApp? I said, I didn't know that. Okay.
Wow.
Wherever I traveled, people ran it. Thank you very much. Thank you. But on Twitter, I got 330,000 followers, and Elon Musk, that fucking piece of shit. He's lucky I don't meet him somewhere in a dark alley in Newark, New Jersey. Okay. He's a piece of shit. He's not a free speech advocate. He says free speech is not equal to free reach. He's as government as you get. He just authorized Starlink to shut down, to comply with Brazil's request on, accessing Twitter. He's a piece of shit. But people think he's a free speech activist. Are you fucking serious? I'm the one who discovered the backdoor portal. Clayton Moore said, hey, Dr. Shiva discussed the backdoor portal. Are you going to do anything about it? Oh, I'll get back to you. Well, go smoke some more drugs, you fucking drug addict. Elon Musk is not a genius. He's a moron. He's an actor. Tesla wasn't created by him. He went and changed the documents to act like he's a founder. He doesn't know how to build rocket ships. If he was so good at programming, why was all of his programming stuff a failure? Peter Thiel came and saved him. Pierre Omidyar saved him. He's the setup, just like Tucker Carlson is. Tucker Carlson. These people are agents, government agents, put forward to make you think they're fighting for you when they're doing the exact opposite. They're subjugating you. Remember, thou shalt not build a bottoms-up movement by the elites. So you create their fake heroes.
Okay, but just on that, you said Martin Luther King was a tool.
Big tool.
A tool of the establishment.
He was created.
Created by them. Malcolm X wasn't.
Nope.
Then how would we know, apart from you, that what are the signs to look for others? Because I'm thinking, say, in Britain, you may not know these people. Jeremy Corbyn, who ran as leader of Labour.
He's a piece of shit. If he's ahead of the labor movement, if he's doing such a great job, why is, wages gone down for the, if you look at the conditions.
He got deposed by Keir Starmer as head of the Labour Party. He was incredibly popular. They didn't want him. It was a chance that he won. Membership of the Labour Party went through the roof. But also, maybe you can give me reference to US politicians.
So let's talk about that. You're asking a very, very important question. So if you want to build a movement, and thou shalt not build a movement, how do I see through a Cornell Doofus West or Jill Stein? What are the characteristics? Now you're asking a very scientific question. All you need to do is ask yourself a couple of questions, okay? When you look at these characters, do they want to build a bottoms-up movement? Are they out building a bottoms-up movement? I mean, look at their actions, their actual actions, and their life history of actions. You don't build a bottoms-up movement sitting as a tenured professor at Princeton University. I mean, you just have to look at it. It's right in your fucking face. I mean,
okay.
Kennedy living in Malibu, hanging out with Epstein. I mean, think about this. Think about what people are not acknowledging. These people hate you. They fucking think you're an idiot. I've been around these people. When you come and collect their autograph, and when you leave, you know what they call you? They call you a star fucker. Trump calls all of his people basement dwellers. They see you as a unit, a commodity that needs to be exploited for giving them donations. And they talk some shit. So you have to look at what have they done, and go look at when they said something. One of the most important features is, when did they say the truth? When? Doesn't matter that you told the truth. When did you tell the truth? A woman is getting attacked. Two reporters, one guy, a small-time reporter, writes the story of that woman getting attacked. Other guy belongs to a big news agency. He stays silent. waits 2 years and writes a book, The Attack of the Poor Woman, makes it a bestseller. What the fuck are you talking about? You did shit when that woman was being attacked. You didn't notify the citizens. You didn't notify there's a rapist in the community, right? That small reporter did all the work. That's fucker Carlson right there. Go look at people's histories. Study them. What did they do? When? When? When March 23rd, 2020, what did Booby Kennedy say? Lockdowns are good. You can't let him get away with that. Oh, well, he had to say that. Everyone coming to his home had to be vaccinated. And then when it was brought out, he goes and blamed his wife. Oh, my wife runs the house. Shut the fuck up. How many people had fallouts with their wives or husbands during COVID because they took principal stance? You're supposed to be leading a medical freedom movement? So some guy said MLK. Yeah, MLK. Yeah, let's look at this. MLK was a good guy. Yes, he was a good guy for the elites, idiot. Let's talk about MLK. Go look at his life history. Who is MLK? He was a Southern Baptist preacher. Now, at the time of Martin Luther King, who was Southern Baptist preachers? He went to BU, got a PhD. That's not just any person. That's a black bourgeois. In that period in U.S. history, if you were a preacher in the black community, exalted, you were that's like top. So there was a bottoms-up civil rights movement developing on its own, independent of Martin Luther King, on its own. And there were poor whites involved in that movement too, in places like Appalachia and other places in inner cities. They wanted infrastructure. And by the way, people, this is all out there. You just have to go study it and not be lazy. And these bottoms-up movements were demanding infrastructure in the inner cities. All right? So as these movements grew, the elites realized, wait a minute, if we don't get control of these movements, it's going to get out of hand. So the Southern National Christian Conference, SNCC, and the Kennedys, Booby fucking Kennedy's father, another exploiter, Robert Kennedy. You know, Robert Kennedy was bugging everyone. He was the attorney general, if you remember. If you watch the movie Malcolm X, he's bugging Malcolm X, he's bugging Martin Luther King. And they found a lot of shit on Martin Luther King. He was raping women, big cokehead, would have orgies, right? A preacher. All right? Saying one thing, do as I say, not as I do. So they knew this guy was very compromised, okay? Mm-hmm. They anointed him, had a lot of shit on him. And the March on Washington, as Malcolm X said, was Peter Clayton's a source. Go do your own fucking research, Peter. I'm not going to do your work for you. I'm not your fucking house slave, okay? Go do your research. It's all out there. So, you see, source, this guy, Peter, MLK was a great guy. And when I share these facts, he wants me to do his research. No, you fucking go do the research. I'm not here to fucking do your work. But anyway, Martin Luther King was highly compromised. Malcolm X was not. Malcolm could not be manipulated. So imagine you presenting yourself to the community, Rich, as I'm a preacher. And over here, you're doing drugs, you're banging women, you're doing orgies, right? That's, you don't want that shit to come out, do you?
No, you get captured.
Exactly. So captured. You're owned. So Martin Luther King was the March on Washington was created, a theater stage. And you look at that theater, you got all those people wearing the white hats behind them because they were all Gandhi followers, right? And Gandhi, I mean, you don't even get me started on Gandhi.
I'm not trying for that, right? Because what I want you to do is contrast that with Malcolm X, because it's interesting because I read both of them many years ago.
Yeah, so Malcolm came from
criminal, went to prison.
Yeah, Malcolm came from nothing. Go, everyone should read the autobiography of Malcolm X. You know, I read it when I was in ninth grade, when I was 12, 13. So Malcolm came from below. He went through his own journey, a real journey. Martin Luther King didn't go through the journey of an average black person going to Boston University, getting a PhD in divinity. Are you fucking serious? Come on. It's not the black journey. Malcolm was the black journey. And Malcolm realized that black people needed to stand up on their own two feet. Now, he got involved in Elijah Muhammad's movement, which was about black nationalism, you see? But there's two kinds of nationalism, and it took Malcolm a while to figure this out. There's cultural nationalism, and then there's progressive nationalism. Progressive nationalism, hey, we're an oppressed people. We have a right to our own land. Cultural nationalism is a little bit different. It says, yeah, remember when black people in the old days, we were kings. Let's go back to that. You see? It's a decadent form of nationalism, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's who Elijah Muhammad was. And again, he was saying for everyone to be pure, and meanwhile, he was banging all these women, right? Banging six. So Malcolm had the fortitude and the integrity to break from that, right? He broke from that. And then when he goes to Mecca and he realizes, this guy's saying, back it up. No, I don't have to back it up, fucking idiot. Go do your own research. Go do it. You see, this is what people, they don't, I've done my PhD. I've written enough papers. I know how to do research. You go prove to yourself you can do research. So I'm not here to, I don't work for you. Okay. Go do the work. Okay. Or shut the fuck up. So this is the attitude we have among people, thinking someone's going to do their work for them. So anyway, Malcolm, in contrast, went through his actual journey. He had to break from Elijah Muhammad. Then he had to go through the next journey. He realized, wait a minute, even the Islamic religion is not a religion of one race, right? And then he started coming across the writings of even Lenin, right? And other revolutionary thinkers, right? And so that resulted in, that resulted in the recognition for Malcolm that ultimately you have to build a movement. You know, 2 weeks before he was executed, he said, I believe there will ultimately be a clash between the oppressed and those who do the oppressing, but it will not be based on the color of the skin.
Yeah.
So, and then 2 weeks after that, he was executed. Okay. So
he became dangerous.
He became very dangerous because he was going to unite blacks and whites. And he was starting to understand the system's dynamics. If Malcolm X was alive today, he'd be a student of Truth Freedom Health. And it would have saved him 30, 40 years. Seriously. So when you go, so what we are doing is saving people infinite amount of time so they don't have to bumble here, bumble there, bumble there. Oh, fuck, Kennedy, fuck me. Oh, Tulsi Gabbard, fuck me. Oh, Bernie Sanders, fuck me. Oh, Cornel West is a dope. Well, do you want to waste? So we're trying to accelerate someone's evolutionary growth so we can, because every year that goes by that you don't have enough people figuring this shit out and then they die when they're 80. Oh, fuck, you know, all that time is human suffering. So ultimately, we're trying to alleviate human suffering. That's what we're trying to do. And those people want to do that. We're here to help them. Those people do not want to do that, right? We don't have time for them, you see?
Yeah, and you don't need all of them. You just need enough.
Exactly.
At like 20%. And I think to actually cause a revolution takes less, something like 3%.
Well, if you read my book, System and Revolution, it's back there. Everyone should read it. It's a great book. It's 108 pages. It defines what is a revolution. A revolution is a change in consciousness where suddenly you get enough people and things change like overnight. Change does not occur incrementally. Change occurs like that. You look at your own life. You look at people suddenly give up smoking. It's not like incrementally. I went to this program. No, it's like something happens. Or someone is an alcoholic and they fundamentally change. It occurs instantaneously.
Yeah.
So revolution is instantaneous. It is a phase transition. So our mission is to raise enough people's consciousness that you have a phase transition. And the raising of consciousness is to understand, wait a minute, Jill Stein, Cornel West, why am I even thinking about these fucking morons? And recognize these people are the decoys put in so you don't get off your butt and violate the elite's 11th Amendment, which is thou shall not build a bottoms-up movement. That's what this is about.
Dr. Shiva, I'm reminded of something that happened in the UK in the 80s, which was there was a series of riots, proper riots, not like the nonsense we had a few weeks ago in the UK, in predominantly black working class communities, poor communities, but it was black and white protesting and rioting against police oppression. Mm-hmm. And it was happening all over the UK. There was a whole summer of these riots. And then what happened was the government poured lots of money into those areas and set up community projects. And then they had community leaders running those projects. And what that did was it captured all that energy and subdued it. And so it got absorbed into the already existing structure.
Yeah, so that's called a safety valve, okay? So again, this is another technique the elites use. So in India, there is a massive bottoms-up revolution taking place, which wanted to violently kick out the British, which would have been a good thing for all the violence that the British had caused the Indian people for 300 years.
Yep.
And it was, you know, it's good to have these revolutions. And Gandhi was parachuted in, and he was a lawyer in South Africa who was not fighting for the vast array of blacks and brown people of South Africa. He was fighting for the rich Hindus in the Transvaal region. Okay. Mm-hmm. For trading rights. And he failed at that. And then he comes to India. His best friend was a guy called Gokhale, who was a bootlicker of the British. And he's, if you watch the movie Gandhi, that's his house that he gets hosted in, given a little spinning wheel, put on the white garb as though he's Mahatma, changes his name to Mahatma, which means a great one. It's not even his name. Okay. Gets projected. I mean, this is all PR. And then he gets to walk all around India. Meanwhile, other revolutionary leaders are being executed by the British. And his job was to make sure there was a transfer of power. And Britain, 30 years before all of this, was deciding to leave India. They'd created an administrative infrastructure in India run by a bunch of Indian monkeys who would do their bidding, you know, brown-skinned people who would do the bidding of the British. They didn't need to be there. They could remote control it. No different than Procter & Gamble doesn't need to be in Africa, right? They remote control it out of Cincinnati, Ohio. They have one black guy who runs it, right? So they had set up an administrative infrastructure, and they needed to transfer power to the Indian elites who were their buddies. So that was a role of Gandhi. He was a casteist. You know, he talked a bunch of shit. They always talk some good shit. I have a dream, right? They have good speech writers, write books, right? All this shit. Oh my God, he said some amazing words. Yeah, really? Well, what did he actually fucking do? He made sure a never bottoms up movement never came up out of India. He suppressed it. And even until now, this is why, you know, if you look at the country, I mean, why is the United States have a slight advantage? Well, they had a good revolution.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they did have a revolution.
Yeah, you need to have revolutions. You need to have phase transitions. So the elites want to suppress these phase transitions. Right? So figured out ways to, they don't want their vehicle to hit a fucking pothole and smack. So they put shock absorbers on them. And those shock absorbers are the MLKs, the Mahatma Gandhis, right? The booby fucking Kennedys, you know, to ease their way through and manipulate people. Meanwhile, people are getting lulled into sleep and fucked over and over again, right? Lifespan keeps going down, cost of living goes up, and so on. Okay?
Okay. So
this is where the root issue is. Do you want to change this curve? That's what do you really want to change that? Do you want to change the directionality of those curves? And if you do, why do you think that's going to happen? Would you think the elites are going to allow you to do that? And they're going to anoint their people to shock absorb you so nothing happens. You say?
Yep. Dr. Shiva, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Because it's an hour, right? I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And the message, I got to say, it's been really, really provocative. It's not how I thought it would go. It's been provocative. It's been a head twist, but that's what's required. So I found it very, very valuable. And I'm going to have the link to your websites, including Save This Form. And I'm going to go and watch that.
Yeah.
And I would urge people to go and watch that.
Yeah. So this is the action steps for people. First of all, so I'm going to give you some action steps. Okay. Everyone should go to ShivaForPresident.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Because the future is offline. Everyone go get one of these bumper stickers. Put them on your car. 100,000 people see these. You'll get more views on this than you'll get on fucking social media. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Those people overseas, if you're, you know, you can go get, again, Dr. Shiva, Shatter the Swarm. Go to Shatter the Swarm. You can go to ShivaForPresident.com and get these cards. You can get 10,000 of them. Hand out 10,000. You can do it in 20 hours. And on the back of it, we invite people to go watch Shatter the Swarm. And we have a free course. Get off the plantation. Start there. We took all the best videos that people said why they liked the teachings I have, and we consolidated them. So people don't have to spend 20 years. In about 2 hours, they get all of this stuff. So they can see the climate change scam. They can talk about Trump. They can talk about booby, all the stuff we've talked about. But people need to go down this process of watching Shatter the Swarm. Then they need to take the course. It's free. And then they can come to our open house. You know, every Thursdays tomorrow, for example, we host an open house. And everyone's invited to come to the open house because you get to meet other people from all over the world. You realize that you're not alone. There's
every Thursday, what time?
Every Thursdays. We do it 11 a.m.
11 a.m. EDT.
Yep. And 8 p.m. So it's a double feature. Okay.
Okay.
We have people from Europe, Asia, South America, all over. So you can go to vashiva.com/orientation. Come there. And you're going to see that there's other people who are fighting, who want to learn. You'll find the most incredible people, very smart people. But you know what's common about all these people? They're working people. They're not politicians. They're IT workers, they're engineers, they're plumbers, they're teachers, they're mothers, they're retired people. And these people come to a point in their life, wow, this guy's saying the right stuff. I want to get off my ass and do something. And people start with Shatter the Swarm. They can get off the plantation. Then they can become a truth, freedom, health warrior scholar. Okay? They learn all this stuff. It's like you're going to engineering school for revolution. Where's the engineering school? There's engineering school for civil engineering, electrical engineering. Where's the school for revolution?
That's what we need.
Yeah, and that's what this is. So that's been my life journey. So we're taking high-end rocket science of MIT engineering controls principles, political theory, and we've created a course. And you can't get it anywhere else. Why would you? Why would the elites ever offer a course like this? And then we have a leadership program, absolutely free for those people who get accepted. We teach people how to lead other people. We teach people how to write. People don't even know how to write cogent thoughts anymore. How to file lawsuits. We do all of this for nothing. So we've created a movement. And the movement is playing the long game. And the long game is you. And we only want those who want to save themselves. Because we get enough of these people, you have a phase transition.
So very good.
That's what this is about. This is about you. To the extent I'm involved, I'm a teacher. You know, I'm an educator. You know, we offer solutions. We have, you know, we created a solution that certifies clean food. It's a global. We actually have a way that we can determine that the food coming to your table is clean. It's got a seal on it. We have a solution that looks at all of nature's ingredients and can figure out how to combine them to create products that actually can heal without killing animals. That's Cytosol. We have a solution platform that allows people to become systems health educators, where they can teach people to figure out the right medicine for the right person at the right time or the right food. You see? So independent of what the elites do, we've created our own solution platforms. So that's what we've done. So this is a tangible movement. It's a very practical movement, but it's about shattering the swarm. It's not about fucking around and just talking and talking and whining and talking and putting up pictures of dead babies in Palestine all day and demoralizing people. You're not doing anything by doing that. You get on the ground and go collect signatures to get on the ballot, that's work. You go hand out these flyers, that's work. And you can put 20 minutes a day. We've made it because we've created an actual program. We've created the model, like what you should do, right? If you want to be an electrician, you got to do this, then you got to do this, and you got to do this, and you got to do this. If you want to change the world and shatter them, this is what we all have to do. So, yeah, thank you for the opportunity to share with your audience, but get it out there that we're looking for people who want to change the world, and we've created a way for people to do that if they want to do it, if they want to do it.
All right. Thank you. I'll have all the links in the description below. Really, really appreciate you taking the time. And please do check out those links and spread the word. Save yourselves and shatter the storm.
Shatter the swarm. Yep. Thank you.
The recording has stopped.
Be well. Good speaking with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yep. All the best. I'll let Heather know when this goes out. Bye-bye. Be well.
All right, everyone. That was a conversation, a frank one that we had. But the bottom line is people need to recognize no one's coming to save you. Everyone go to Shiva4president.com, go to truthfromhealth.com, become a warrior scholar. We've created the absolute education program that'll teach you how to shatter the swarm. Let me play this video. So hopefully it'll inspire you to get off your butt and become a warrior scholar.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within. And the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game, and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done, and it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up, his own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
All right, everyone, I hope that was valuable. So look, step one is decide if you actually want to change the world and you want to save yourself. Great. If you want to do that, go watch Shatter the Swarm. Become a Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior Scholar. Right now, you can do that. It's all available to you, and you get access to a community of people who are committed like you to wanting to change the world, but they are pursuing a definitive way to do that through a scientific process. That's what we've created. One of the important things to recognize is that, and by the way, you can go to shattertheswarm.com and you'll realize how the few control the 8 billion. But get involved. My running for president gives people the opportunity to see what a real leader looks like coming from below. But when you become a warrior scholar, you learn to actually learn how to think. And we get enough people really learning how to think from a systems perspective, the world will literally change overnight for the benefit of the 8 billion, not for the 0.001%. So get involved, get involved, get involved. As I exit, I'm just going to play our video. Go to shivaforpresident.com. Go get bumper stickers. Get these write-in cards. You can get 10,000 of them sent to you, and you can hand them out. 10,000 of them for nothing. You can see it for less than a penny. Okay? So get involved. Be well, be the light, and I'll play our, as I check out our Shiva for President video.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for President of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities, and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption, and racism. They transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering, and fake science. lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health.
That's why I'm running for president of the United States.
This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024.
If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shivaya Duray, the independent candidate for U.S. president.
No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shivaya Duray, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.
All right, everyone, get involved. We have a clear mission, a clear path, and a program that all of you guys can be involved in. It involves education, community, activism, knowledge, science, engineering. So it's really up to you. And don't forget that every Thursdays, which is tomorrow, or every Thursdays, depending on when you're seeing this video, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., we do an orientation, and you're all welcome to it. Get involved. Be well. Thank you.